big event coming up on Saturday at the Pier to Pub. And you look at the honour board for the Pier to Pub over the years, there's some absolutely fantastic names on it, but right down the bottom, the current sort of part of the honour board, The last seven, the same names on there six times. So there's been no work whatsoever for the sign writer down there. Because Sam Shepherd's won six of the last seven Pier to Pubs. He's on the line now. G'day, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Have you got the 2017 one? Have you clued the sign writer up to make sure he spells your name right for the seventh time?
Oh, not sure about that, as I've kind of had a bit of a different year this year, kind of just focusing a bit more on my studies. But, yeah, it should be a pretty good race this year, and I think obviously there's some pretty good swimmers in the race, so yeah, I'd encourage anyone to get down and have a watch if you're not swimming.
Yeah, no, it happens this coming Saturday, obviously, and it's a big day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great, obviously, for the lawn community, and obviously all down along the surf coast, and normally I think there's about 20,000 people there with 5,000 people swimming, and yeah, compared to last year where there was the lead-up with the bushfires, this has obviously been a bit different of a lead-up, but I think it's still meant to be about 35 or something. I think it's predicted in Melbourne, so it might be a little bit cooler down there. And, yeah, just great beach weather for the day, and it should be really nice, easy, flat conditions for all the swimmers.
Now, Sam, you mentioned that you've had a bit of a different preparation. You've sort of done the opposite. You've taken a gap year from your swimming so as you can concentrate on your studies, as opposed to the opposite.
Yeah, pretty much. So, unfortunately, I just missed out on Rio early in the year in the 10K, but... So I've just been focusing on my studies, and I've just finished that. So, yeah, now I'm in grad. But, yeah, so I haven't been swimming too much, but just been getting back in the water. And I've done a few open water swims this season where I've kind of more won on kind of skill and experience more than my swimming ability. So I'm hoping that might come to the forefront this weekend.
Now, you did the one at Willie a couple of weeks back, didn't you?
Unfortunately, I was a bit sick then, but I've done a few other ones. Just recently down at Point Lonsdale and Anglesey and Point Leo, which I won, because, yeah, obviously it's kind of our season and all the different surf clubs have their Ocean Swims, which is the fundraiser for their surf club, which is obviously Lawn Surf Club for the Pier to Pub, and all that money fundraised goes to all the water safety, all the patrolling, so to help obviously keep the beaches safe throughout summer, so it's just good seeing everyone come down and support them.
And now, Sam, when you say you've done a little bit of swimming, what does that exactly mean in layman's terms? Because if I say I've done a little bit of swimming, that might mean I've done a lap and maybe gone in for a quick sort of, you know, brisk kind of wet of the body. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I'd call probably like a little bit of swimming, maybe like three sessions a week or something, and some running, and then probably some extra time surfing down at the beach when the surf's good compared to your normal swimming, which might be 10 times a week. So, yeah, it's a little... A bit less, but yeah, obviously this weekend it's going to be such a good race, and there's a lot of other good competitors down there, so it's just going to be a great day down at Lawn on the Saturday, and obviously you've got the run on the Friday night as well, which you're going to have a lot of people down for as well.
Now, that's the mountain, what do they call that, the mountain event?
The mountain surf.
That's right.
That's about 8K, and I haven't done it, but I couldn't imagine anything worse running up all those hills around Lawn. If anyone obviously knows those hills down there, it's, I think it would be a lot tougher than the swim, really.
Yeah, see, and there are runners who are going, I don't know how you do all that swimming stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And I suppose they do actually have a competition where they have the overall, the winning overall time for their run and the swim combined. So you often get some pretty good people doing kind of both, which is your triathletes of sorts.
And the other thing that the runners would say to someone like yourself, Sam, is that there's no big things called sharks in the hills there at Lawn when you're running around.
Yeah, I suppose there's cars in the hills, though, isn't there?
So, good point.
It's all retrospective. So, yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned about that. And, yeah, you've got lots of choppers going around, but that wouldn't be a reason not to get down and go in any Victorian waters as long as you swim in between the red and yellow flags.
Exactly right, and that's exactly what this is all about, is for, you know, the Surf Lifesavers and the terrific job that they do. How did you start, Sam? Did you start doing nippers and all that sort of stuff?
I did. I was fortunate enough to do nippers down at Jajang Surf Club, and I also did a lot of pool swimming, and I suppose that's how it eventuated into the open water swimming. But, yeah, I did, like, your 1500s and 400s and then all your surf life savings, so your Ironman stuff, but just was a little bit better and enjoyed the open water swimming all the way up to 25K, which is a very long distance. But, yeah, it's such a great sport, and unlike swimming in a pool, you get to swim in suppose, lovely places down at Lawn and all over the world. So I couldn't think of anywhere better to swim.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mentioned the honour board for the Pier to Pub. You know, you've got Daniel Kowalski on there, Rob Waterhouse. You look at the women's, Tammy Van Wisser, and some great names there with that. Who's your tip if you don't win it?
It would probably have to be Mac Horton. Obviously, he really wants to get up there. I think it's, as a swimmer, you kind of just want to tick it off. And I think he's got to be, I'll put him as the favourite this year. But then in saying that, depending on the conditions, a lot can happen. And I suppose, yeah, I've got to be swimming pretty fast, because last year, Harriet Brown in the female, she actually finished third overall. So she beat most of the guys. So she's going to be one of the people to watch as well in the race, not only just for the female side, but to be one of the first out of the water. But yeah, in saying that, there's a lot of other people, and unlike the pool, it's open water, so yeah, a lot of things can happen.
Yeah, no, the conditions obviously do kick in, but we're looking at, I think, going to be a fairly pristine sort of a day, and as you mentioned, around that 35 degree mark. What temp will the water be?
I think the water's pushing up to about 20 degrees at the moment, but most people end up swimming in a wetsuit. It just helps with the buoyancy and warmth a bit. But yeah, you'll have a lot of people also swimming in bathers, but I don't think the temperature of the water should be much of a problem, as I think it's only 1.2K. Maybe for the, they've got a 5 kilometre race earlier in the morning.
Yep.
So maybe if you're in bathers, then that might be a bit of a problem. But I think generally hypothermia in different conditions shouldn't be a problem.
Now, you mentioned the Olympic gold medalist is swimming in it. Surely he has to have the gold medal on, and he has to have some sort of handicap for him to appear in this event.
Yeah, well, he actually did it. He did it 2 years ago. So,
oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he did it 2 years ago, and I was fortunate enough to get him. But we've also got one of my other friends actually just entered it, Josh Beaver, who was one of the Australian backstrokers at the Olympics. So he's going to be in it as well. So there's going to be a fair few Olympians swimming this year, and yeah, it should be a good race. But yeah, I think the best way to put it is with all your pool swimming, it's like going to maybe your velodrome to, say, out on the track in cycling.
Yep.
So yeah, that's probably where Mac doesn't quite have the skills in the open water, but when you go 3:41, you're pretty quick. And I think hopefully if he goes well this Lawn on Saturday, hopefully it's a good start to him having a really good year in the pool and going world champs later as well.
Yeah, no, one of the great highlights of the Olympic Games was his swim. It was sensational stuff. What's coming up for you, Sam? You mentioned you've graduated now, so you head back in the water, or where are you heading for 2017?
I'm just keeping at the moment. I'm just planning to keep pretty fit at the moment, and we'll see what happens from there. At the moment, I'm just really looking at trying to get my other career going, because I'm a hydrogeologist, so I still stay with all the water. But yeah, we'll see how I go and see what happens. But at the moment, I'm just keeping pretty fit in the water, and I'll probably go to the Australian Surf Life Saving Championships.
Yep, when are they?
We'll probably, they're in March. They're actually up on the Gold Coast. That's all your kind of Ironman stuff, all your Shannon Eckstein's and all those guys race there. So I'll probably head up that and do that. A lot of swimmers kind of also go up to that. And then we'll see what happens from there. But at the moment, it's just trying to keep pretty healthy and see whatever happens around the corner. Maybe Tokyo, maybe not. But I just enjoy the sport, and I just enjoy being in the water. And I think that's the main thing, just staying in the water and staying healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. When you hear the EPA warnings about the beaches and the poor water quality, what's that? Does that send a little shiver?
Oh, not really. You just have to be careful. Like when it's poor water quality, yeah, just be a bit careful with it. But yeah, it's at your own risk. And I've swum in some pretty poor waters, and you just have to be sensible about it. At the end of the day, if it's a really hot day and it's got poor water quality, yeah, you could probably, I wouldn't recommend putting your head underwater, but yeah, you can get your feet wet and everything. But yeah, listen to the EPA. But at the end of the day, it's just down to your own risk. But normally down at Lawn, down on the surf coast, outside the bay, there should be no water problems any time throughout the year.
Yeah, no, there's been no issue down there whatsoever. What's a hydrogeologist do?
So I actually deal with groundwater, so aquifers, and it's kind of just dealing with water and rocks kind of interaction. So I've kind of gone down that. Water was just what I was really good at, just dealing with, I suppose, all water chemistry and everything at uni, and I just went down that path.
Yes. Oh, well, fair enough.
I can't get out of the water, can I?
Yeah, no, exactly, I was going to say. Sam, good to catch up. Good luck on the weekend. 6 out of the last 7. Make it 7 out of the last 8. You don't want to be letting those Olympic champions beat you.
No, we'll see how I go. Maybe I can crack a wave at the end or something.
All right, good luck. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, thank you. Have a lovely weekend.
Sam Shepherd joining us there, the Peter Pub, in its 37th year. This Saturday, the Lawn Peter Pub makes sure it's the largest open water swim in the world, actually, and lots going on there. The Shark Bait Club here does the early one, and probably not a great name for a club to do with swimming in the open water, but anyway, that's what it is. But all the details on their website, lawnsurfclub.com.au.